Can we stand up? Open your Bibles. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. And we are continuing our topic that we titled Jesus the Way. Jesus the Way. Jesus the Way. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Expressly. That in the latter times, some, it cannot be all, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, listening to, and acting on the teachings of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. All I've been trying to do in the past sermons I have taken in this topic is to do actually what the end time message is supposed to achieve. We are followers of a message that God Himself found fit at this juncture of time before the coming of the Lord to bring back His church, back to Bible Christianity. And I have a burden because this same message that has opened my eyes of understanding, that old serpent, that old demon, Satan the Lucifer, again in his ministry, has stepped in. No wonder that is what Christ saw when he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And the gates of hell will always move against the light of the gospel. And he moved and quenched the gospel light, and now Christianity has turned to what it is all over the world today. But the gate of hell cannot prevail. Yes, nobody can defeat the purpose of God. And I say this because we are followers of a ministry, and God used a man in this age by the name of William Marion Branham to spearhead this restoration move in this end time. And we thank God for a man that yielded himself to fulfill that ministry. But so that ministry will be messed up, Satan has stepped again into this move and has messed it up. And I am telling you, to a very large extent, he has messed it up. Messed it up, hallelujah. And Samson's hair has been cut off. And he is now as powerless, unattractive. This man that was the talk of the town, he is now reduced to nothing. Nothing attractive about him. And years ago, I will never forget that day, 1990, that God revealed to me the estate of the church, this entire message following, how that it depicted it to me as a leprous woman, a woman that leprosy covered everywhere, and nobody wants to go near a leprous person. And we know a woman types a church, and the church of Jesus Christ has gone leprous. Especially this great restoration move, it has gone leprous. And therefore it is unattractive. And we have the generals that are carriers of the message, and they are so helpless, and they keep comforting themselves that there is bright revival coming up. They know there is no revival now, and they keep comforting themselves that our revival is coming up. Our adoption is coming up. Our revival is coming up. Where did it go? When God released that anointing through the ministry of William Branham, who took it away? He didn't take it away. What are you waiting for when he has released it? Something happened, but there will be a recovery. I said there will be a recovery. And now God is raising men and women, and I am among them, to bring back the faith of the people back to what God intended with that ministry. Church, William Branham came to present Jesus Christ again to us. Listen. Listen and listen very well. Yes, it has been so messed up that people who have felt frustrated going to the net, people who have followed this entire message for a long time, and now they have suddenly discovered, because of their own lack of understanding of what God is doing and what Satan is doing, they are now calling us a cult. The followers of that teaching of William Branham, they call us a cult. And they know this quote more than I know. They know every message William Branham preached. But what is happening is that one of them said he stayed in this message for 40 years and discovered he has been deceived. That William Branham is an antichrist. That William Branham is false. And don't blame him. He is looking at the message as hijacked by the ministers of Satan. Those who pastored him were people who did not understand the entire message. But let me tell you, no one, if God sent that man, then nothing can stop the purpose. The message is not for everybody. Those who the message is for, I know I am one of them. Hallelujah. And I am preaching from my own understanding of what William Branham preached. And they are also preaching from their understanding. But let me tell you, you that are followers of my own ministry, listen very well so that you won't jump some of these people and get stumbled. Listen, the whole purpose of the Christian faith, the whole purpose of Christ going to the cross of Calvary, dying the gruesome death that he went through, all the torture, he was buried. On the third day, he resurrected. It was not for showmanship. The purpose is to produce other children with him as an example. And any ministry that is of God is nothing other than to achieve that. Until you get it, you will miss the way also. Praise the Lord. What is a seducing spirit? He said in the latter times, many, hallelujah, shall depart from the faith. Which faith? The faith that was delivered to us by our apostolic fathers. Give heed to what? Seducing spirit is a spirit that wants to take you away from your husband, from your wife, that you are lawfully married to. Seducing spirit is a spirit that wants to make you do unlawful things. That is what seducing spirit is all about. Therefore, if this prophecy is true, then everyone should take heed how you listen. Everyone should take heed who you listen to. Everyone should take heed where you even worship. Everyone should take heed which spirit is talking to you. And the only way you can take heed so that you are not seduced through the doctrines of devils. Hallelujah. A doctrine of devil is a doctrine that will take you away from Jesus by introducing some other man or some other object to worship. And can I tell you, the seducing spirits have entered the entire message, and then they are seducing us with their devilish doctrine to begin to worship William Branham. And that is what is going on all around the world. Subtly, in various degrees. Worship is worship. And that is all I'm trying to achieve. If only this number of people listening to me now, and the number of people that will hear this recorded tape, or hear it on the television, if only you will listen and take heed, we will confront that devil and put him where he belongs. There's a spirit I'm fighting. A spirit I'm fighting. And that's why I'm saying it the way I'm saying. Please forgive me if I use the wrong language. Always look at my motive for saying it the way I'm saying. Because there are so many people that followers of the ministry of William Branham, when you call the name of William Branham, it excites them. When you call that name, William Branham, it excites them. More than if you call the name of Jesus. See where idolatry has stepped in? They have equated William Branham with the Lord Jesus Christ. Subtly. It's there. We read. We hear them. The coin statements that William Branham made to attract the people to him to hear what he will say. And they hijack it and make an idol of him. So much until you hear the type of, you know, reverence that is, you know, attached to him. Until when William Branham says anything that is contrary to the Bible as a man in any comment he makes anywhere, and then you try to say anything that says, no, the Bible says so, they will be ready to fight you. Are you correcting the prophet? Who are you to correct the prophet? And when somebody said that you cannot correct the prophet, what is this subtly saying? That he's infallible. That means he's not a man. You see the worship I'm talking about. They will not tell you, such group may not tell you that he is God, but they will tell you that he is, they will begin to give him attributes that you that know who your God is, you know they are attributing, giving the attributes of your God to a man. You are correcting him. Why will I not correct him? Is he not a man? Can't he make mistake? Is he not a sinner also saved? Even as a prophet, he lied. He confessed he lied. And he had to go and repent. Can God lie? Can God repent? That's to let him know. Let us know that he was a man. And therefore, if you are listening to a man, you have to listen to a man through a filter. No matter what office he arrogates to himself. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is what I want to say. I am here to lift up my Lord Jesus. He alone deserves worship. And he alone I will worship. And don't bring any other name. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. John chapter 6 and verse 28. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of peace is here. The Lord of Lords supreme. True all entirety, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus. Verse 28 and verse 29. Then said they unto him, Jesus, you have been condemning us. Oh, yeah, tell us now to be acceptable by God. To be acceptable by God. What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? What are we supposed to do? And that question is not only from the Pharisees, from the Sadducees, from the scribes, from the zealots. All it is for everyone that wants to serve God. What is the answer in verse 29? Jesus answered and said unto them, listen, church, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. That is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. Now listen, this scripture can be hijacked by everybody, including me. Do you know God has sent me? Do you know God has sent me? Hallelujah. Now if you believe God has sent me, anything I tell you to do, just do it. But the answer is in the Bible. Who is that God has sent? John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he did what? His only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. He is the one that God has sent. Sent to do what? Sent to save his children. There are many servants. They have been in existence since. Is he not the one that sent Elijah? Is he not the one that sent Elisha? Is he not the one that sent Micaiah? Is he the one that sent Daniel, that sent Isaiah, that sent the rest, sent this? Yes. Listen, listen very well. Hebrew chapter 1, can we read it? Verse 1 and verse 2, can we read it? Hebrew chapter 1. Listen very well. So that if anybody wants to compare any human being with Jesus, let this scripture stand to judge the person. God, who at sundry times in the Old Testament and in diverse manners spake, he spake in time past unto the fathers there, the Judaic fathers, the Jewish fathers of the faith. By who was he speaking to them? By the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, Zephaniah, Zechariah, all of them that you know of. Now verse 2. Had in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Therefore now, if he says you are to take it, listen to whom he has sent. Who is he referring to? Who is he referring to? The Lord Jesus Christ. And any other person that we say, God has sent me, God has only sent you through Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has only sent us. He said, occupy till I come. Therefore, every one of us, we are servants of God through Jesus. That means we are servants of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you are either a true servant or you are a false servant. And no servant is greater than the master. And no servant will equate himself with the master. And therefore, if anybody comes in any way, in any shade, to try to equate himself with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you cannot be like the Berean Christians. And know who they are. To know who to accept and who to reject. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. That's why you are to do nothing but to listen to him. Take it to what he says. And please, every other servant of Jesus Christ from Pentecost till now, every other servant, all the big names you know, they have died and gone. They have finished their own and gone. But is Jesus dead? Therefore, can anybody replace him? Can anybody replace him? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he boldly told his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. How can you read the Bible and you see Jesus make such a claim? And you will still want to find some other means of going there. Nobody, nobody, nobody will go to the Father except through Jesus. He is the way. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why is he the way? Because Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not only the image, that is, if you want the perfect example of a child of God on earth is the Lord Jesus. Therefore, you will pattern your life after him. And him alone. And him alone. And so he is the image. I spoke last Sunday. That image in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. A man was created in the image of God. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. And so what is the image? We didn't know because that image lost until Christ came. So Christ, have it, is the perfect picture of what God intended in creating man in the Garden of Eden. And Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. I have seen people who preach and make their churches look as if you attend any other church, you cannot make it. As if their church is the gateway to heaven. If you are not a member of Bride Assembly, you are finished. I have had a minister that made a claim, except you believe that I am John, I am John, I am John, you can never be in the rapture. And blind people who don't have a picture of who Jesus is, they are saying amen, amen, amen. But why would they not say amen? Do you know that people are carrying this Bible and worshipping Olumba Olumba? That he is the Holy Ghost. That he is the Holy Ghost. They are worshipping him. That he is the Holy Ghost. And that is the source of eternal life. And thousands of people are following him. And he bears the title of the King of Kings. The title of Jesus, he is bearing it. He is the Father of creation. Now in Africa, in Ambo Street, Calabar. And the interesting thing is that people are believing him. People are following him. Oh, now that's why they talk. There's another man that came and said they are not understanding the meaning of Antichrist. That Antichrist is not an evil word. Antichrist means instead of Christ. And that he is the one they were referring to. And that he is the 666. And his followers, will it interest you? They are millions. And they put it on them proudly. 666 on their body. They tattoo it on their body. And the man is eloquent. They are always eloquent. They are always wonderful speakers. Do you think serpent was dull to have convinced Eve? He was subtle, sharp, cunning devices. Understand this. That's why the safest thing to do for your bearing in your Christian faith is with the Bible. Anything you read should make you understand better the Bible. I didn't say you should not read any other thing. But whatever you read, it must come to make salvation better understand and make you stick closer to Jesus. And make you appreciate the cross the more. And make you know how to go to this heaven. It's so important, the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So no church is a gateway to heaven. No church. No church is a gateway to heaven. What is a gateway to heaven is what you are saying. What are you saying? We determine if I should stay here and continue hearing it. Because faith cometh by hearing. Hallelujah. And so the elder from CAC, you are a police officer, you called me yesterday from, is it Calabar or Uyo, who came across us on air, Bright Television, and you have seen the truth, you are an ordained elder, and now your eyes have been opened, and you can't even stay and worship in your place anymore. You have decided to stay at home and just worship with us online. And you are asking me, is that okay? Because there is nowhere to worship. My answer to him, for those who are in the same position, listen to me. And I said, the time has come now where emphasis is no more where you worship, but what you believe. It is about relationship. Yes, human beings generally, we must have fellowship. Listen to this scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Open this scripture. Listen. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Let me read it from verse 10. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety. Listen very well, verse 11. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. Go to verse 13. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer their burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Hey, that's a sermon topic. God's chosen place of worship is Bright Assembly Church, Abby. God's chosen place of worship is where? Bright Assembly Church. Where God's chosen place of worship is choosing, is redeemed, is a Catholic Church. Eh? God's chosen place of worship is that place that he will choose among your tribes. And he will place his name there. Glory be to God. There is a man from the tribe of Judah, the lion of the tribe of Judah, that God chose and placed his name in him and announced to the whole world, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well. Please. Where is God's chosen place of worship? He's that man of Galilee. That is where he has placed his name there. God's chosen place of worship is in Christ Jesus. That is his chosen place of worship. And how do you go there? You don't go there by waking up and taking your bath and changing your clothes and carry your Bible to go and join. You don't even join it. You are born into it. That place of worship, you are born into it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, it happened because, listen, hallelujah. God's chosen place of worship. Malachi chapter 3. Can we read it? Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Hallelujah. Behold, I will do what? Behold, I will send my messenger. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord that you have been looking for, whom you seek, that God that you have been serving, that you have been looking for, that disappear all this way, since he left the temple, the glory, Ezekiel saw it, left through the eastern gate, disappeared. The whole nation was destroyed. The Babylonians came, the Romans came, everywhere scattered, destroyed. Destroyed, oh, and they were taken and diaspora and scattered all over, everywhere. He said, from that time you have been seeking him, you have been looking for him. Listen, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant is the temple. Whom you delight in, because you have been looking for a Messiah. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. It was a prophecy. When was it fulfilled? It was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger. And that messenger was John the Baptist. Verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. One, because the lamb has to be washed. And secondly, a scripture is about to be fulfilled. And that scripture is Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, what? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That was the day the Lord of glory, whom you seek. Suddenly, the body that he prepared through the womb of a virgin woman, a body have you prepared me? It became his temple when he came and tabernacled there. And so from that day, Jesus, hallelujah, became the image of the invisible God. For the fullness, the Bible says so, of the Godhead dwelt in him. Bodily. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From that day, he was announcing to the whole world that if you are looking for me, this is now my address. And so Jesus could tell that woman, the time cometh where ye shall neither worship in this mountain or in that temple. Hallelujah. Because in John chapter 2 verse 19, they did not understand when he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Hey. Oh, who do you say I am? And whence do you say I came? Do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see?
Hey!
Jesus is the great I am. Oh, and the Lord of Lords is he.
Hallelujah!
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, church. If you don't catch this revelation, you will just be an ordinary church goer. And one reverend doctor bishop will be confusing you. Anybody that is a servant of God must be subject to the Bible.
And if he cannot be corrected by the Bible, then he's an antichrist.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes.
Jesus said, I am the way. Because he is God's chosen place of worship.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the hope of glory.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
He is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. He is the resurrection and the life. Eternal life is in him. He is the giver of eternal life. And if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Yet the Spirit that is in Christ dwell in you, then that is the hope of glory. That same Spirit that raised him from the dead will raise us from the grave. That is the hope of resurrection. He said, I am the way. Because Colossians 1:24 says, Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. It's the wisdom that God used. Bypass the wisdom of man to save his people. It's Jesus. It's the power that turns a sinner to a saint. It's the power. It's the power that casts out devils. For he's given a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee bow. And he said, this sign shall follow them that believe him. Believe him in his name. In his name, you will cast out devils because all power in heaven and on earth is given to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No salvation in any other name. No salvation in any other name. The Bible says so. Whereby man will be saved. For Christ is the only mediator between God and man. For God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. Therefore, Jesus, hallelujah, is God's absolute. He's God's absolute. Some intermittent believers, they believe that William Branham is their absolute in this age. He's the example for this age. Sorry. The God that we serve, Jesus Christ, is the ancient of days. And he's not the God of yesterday. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. There is a way you will say William Branham is your absolute because there are characters that he exhibited that you believe you should also copy because it exemplified Christ again. But there is a way you will say it's my absolute that the devil can take you beyond what you should think of that man, William Branham. God's absolute. God's masterpiece. William Branham preached a message that he titled The Masterpiece. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that was the sculptor Michelangelo, right? Michelangelo was a sculptor. And then he made a sculpture of Moses. He saw a vision of Moses. And he came and molded it. And by the time he molded it, hallelujah, there's a human being. He molded it and it was so perfect to what he saw. And he got excited that the stick that he was using to, do all the design, the shape, he got so excited. And he looked and he said, what a masterpiece. And stroke it by the side. And that takes us because Moses said that God will raise up a prophet like unto me. Deuteronomy 18 verse 18. Hallelujah. And everything about Moses speaks of Christ. And God's masterpiece was the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He was so much, such a wonderful work of God created. That God was so pleased with this masterpiece that he struck him by the side. And when he struck him by the side, it was not a mistake. Something came out. Blood and water came out from the side. God's masterpiece. Therefore, he is our absolute. And that's why he is the only wave offering. The wave offering. Fulfilling the law of the law, the wave offering. That God waved for the whole world to see. After he resurrected, 40 days, he was revealing himself everywhere until they all saw him in Galilee taken up. For everyone to see. He is God's wave offering. So that anyone that desires to go to where he went, he was taken up to heaven. He has waved you, waved him for all of us to see. For him to be the masterpiece, the absolute. Blessed be the name of the Lord.